Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hello. Accountability. We need more of it. We need people to take responsibility when they make mistakes. When you don't adhere to the rules, maybe, and you don't get the grade that you wanted, maybe you ought to look inward. I say that because there was a college student in Oklahoma. It involves a young lady. I had her name up here in a minute. But there's a First Amendment issue going on in terms of Samantha Fulnecki. She is a University of Oklahoma junior. She received a failing grade on an essay. And when she did, she filed a report with her school alleging that she is being discriminated against because of her religious beliefs. In response, the school put the instructor who gave her the grade on leave. Now, here's kind of what happened. There was an assignment in a psychology class. They were asked to write a 650-word essay in response to an article discussing the role that societal gender norms play in how people are perceived. Now, she's a junior majoring in psychology at the university, and she argued that moving away from such norms, quote, pulls us farther from God's original plans for humans, and added that God intentionally created differences between men and women. I'm going to read a little bit more, but before I do, I want to give you the disclaimer. This is not a political discussion. This is not a scientific. This is strictly what the professor was asking and what the student wrote and the fallout. That is why this is kind of a story that it really, really stuck out to me. She wrote that women naturally want to do womanly things because God created us with those womanly desires in our hearts. Same goes for men. God created men in the image of his courage and strength. He created women in the image of his beauty. Now, she accused her peers of going along with more progressive ideas about gender simply to avoid stoking criticism, calling it, quote, a cowardly, insincere way to live. Well, Fulnecki received 0 out of 25 points for the assignment, and that didn't sit well with the Turning Point USA chapter. They said, quote, they were not deducting points because you have certain beliefs, but rather because the paper does not answer the questions for this assignment. It contradicts itself, heavily uses personal ideology over empirical evidence in a scientific class. It is at times offensive. That is the instructor's comments. It's not because of beliefs. It's because the paper does not answer the questions for the assignment. To me, at the end of the day, it's about following the assignment. Now, the instructor went on to say it's perfectly fine to believe in adhering to traditional gender roles. Students' personal beliefs do not change the broad medical, you know, psychological, scientific consensus about sex and gender. The instructor, Mel Kurth, also had someone who in the program also validated the 0 out of 25. And when the when this got to Turning Point USA, they called for the instructor to be fired. Now, the school said the instructor was on administrative leave as an investigation continued. School said it takes seriously concerns involving First Amendment rights, certainly including religious freedoms, and they wanted to immediately address the academic and legal concerns. Here's my question, and maybe you guys can help me out. 651-461-9226, the CCO talk and text line. Who is in the right with this? Who is correct in the student versus the instructor? The instructor specifically asked a question, and they wanted to, they wanted a paper based on the role that societal gender norms play and how people were received. The instructor said that the paper does not answer the questions for the assignment. And we see a lot of this where, if my opinion, if something does not go somebody's way, they are so quick to blame somebody else for the fact that they didn't get it right. You're discriminating against me. You don't like me. You hate my religious beliefs. It's always trying to find somebody to punish when you don't follow the directions, when you do not supply what is requested of you as a student anywhere, not even a student. If you are asked to provide something and somebody comes back to you and they're like, well, no, you did not do that. And you go out and say, well, you know what? You're discriminating against me. You hate me. Those are my personal beliefs. I want you fired because I don't agree with what you said. What are we doing here, guys? Like, when did personal accountability go out the window? When did it become okay to blame somebody else for you being reprimanded for not following the directions? It doesn't seem like it's a hard thing for me. It boggles my mind. Boggles my mind that we live in a society where I don't agree with it. So I'll be damned, I got to get somebody fired. I want somebody to pay for the fact that I don't agree with this. Not everything has got to be that deep. Sometimes, you know, it's like if I'm asked to write a paper about vegetables and I write about football, you know what? I'm not going to say, you know what? You don't like me because I'm writing about football. You don't like me because, no, if they ask you to do something as a teacher, a teacher is a teacher and a student is a student. When did we lose that respect? I never, never would have treated my professors this way. Never. It's just a total lack of respect and a lack of accountability. That is just, that is my personal opinion. And I feel like it's not just this, but this goes across society. This goes across society where it's like, oh, you're going to punish me. I'm going to get a bad grade. Well, guess what? I'm going to get you fired. I don't agree. Josh, I feel like it's just, we've gone way over the deep end with always having somebody to pay for the fact that maybe we just didn't do what we were supposed to do.
So I'm going to dip my toes into both sides of the aisle here because, the citing source she's using in her paper is not technically, unless I have been out of college long enough, is not technically a textbook. Like, it's not a, there's certain sources you need at a collegiate level. And I'm forgetting like the actual like term that they use, but there's certain sources that you can use as when it comes to papers. The Bible, no matter which version you use mm-hmm. as your source, is not a source for a paper. I'm not going to per se bash her for writing a paper that sides with how she views it, because there's obviously more to this story, and maybe you mentioned, maybe you didn't, but if the teacher gave her a zero, there's reasons on both the teacher's side and the student's side that this was a zero. If the teacher is of a certain belief, obviously not very many of those down in Oklahoma, I can tell you from experience, then yeah, I could see how that was taken into effect for this grade. But a paper or any assignment should always be, it should be a confidential thing. You shouldn't be like, if someone says something in their paper, you shouldn't be putting it out like this, and you shouldn't be, you know, making it public. And maybe she was the one that kind of made this known, but also you can't, again, you can't use those sources to per se make your paper legitimate. There's a lot of reasons why she got a zero on this. And obviously, as you mentioned, the question wasn't probably tackled, but the belief system cannot be a factor in how you grade somebody's paper.
Yeah,
unless you're like writing something that's pro like Nazi or something, and like that's over the line. But like, if you're going, the University of Oklahoma is a very Bible heavy school. They apply it in everything
they
do.
Absolutely.
Their softball team, everybody mm-hmm. uses it, and that's fine. But like, you also have to kind of keep everybody's story, everybody's paper separate from each other. You can't just say, you know what, because you're using biblical content in here, I'm going to give you a bad grade. So there's obviously more to this on both ends that we're not quite digging into here.
Yeah, from the 763, they said it was a gender studies class taught by a gay trans psychology teacher. The admin put the teacher on leave, so obviously they did something wrong. There's obviously something there. Not necessarily. We see when something comes up, we see as a matter of protocol, they will always put people on probation or put them on leave while they're investigating. So just because they put the professor on leave doesn't necessarily mean that there's guilt on the part of the professor. And also from the same 763, students cited the Bible as a source, wrote in the paper that society sees transgender as demonic. Read the whole story. I've got two different stories up.
Yeah, and if
like
that
I've got two of them up.
And that's the thing is, that starts with point A, though. You can't use the Bible as a source. Like, it's not a textbook. It's used in religious. Yes, there is theological classes. I get that. That's not the same thing as what we're talking about here. This is a psychology class of which you use psychological sources, whether it's online or via textbook, to make your paper, make your point, make your point known.
And I think that's the point. It's just not giving the professor what the professor asked for.
Yeah.
That's really what it boils down to. This isn't about, you know, how we feel about transgender and whether or not the Bible, you know, society sees transgender as demonic, which, for the record, I do not, because I've got trans friends. My daughter has trans friends, and they're just fine. So I don't see transgender people as demonic. If you do, that's on you. Mm-hmm. You can look at them as, you know, being like that. That's fine. That's not the story. The story is just, the story is not giving the instructor what the instructor wanted. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes you got to step up and put on your big boy or big girl pants and say, you know what? Yeah, even though my beliefs are one thing, as you said, Josh, mm-hmm. with this, because it was a psychological paper.
Yeah.
Like that's where you need to go with it. You just, maybe in a different context, that paper would have been fine.
But because of the content that she was writing it on, which is the current state of gender in society, is what the topic was.
Mm-hmm.
Her referencing the Bible, if she, and again, I'm going to repeat this again, it's not a source. She can reference it and say, hey, per my beliefs, this is this. There's something, you have to do something way more. I feel like there's a lot more to the story that she got a zero. You should at least be getting partial credit. So I feel like as much as you're probably going to push back on this, there probably is some bias when it comes to the professor or whoever's in charge of making this decision. So there is probably some bias in there, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to speak for either party on that.
Yeah, I can see that there might be a tinge of bias. Yeah. I can understand that. At the same time, if you're asked to provide something and you don't provide it,
yeah.
then, I mean, it's student-teacher 101,
yeah.
right? I mean, again, in a different context, that paper might have been great. Mm-hmm. It might have been off the charts, just spectacular. It's not against the beliefs. It's not against, it's just the context in this class. It just wasn't what they wanted.
I just feel like the paper that she probably put out is, it doesn't fall in line with the common view of society when it comes to gender. And that's kind of why I feel like they wanted to make it super PC and avoid any trouble with this as far as what she probably said in it.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, coming up next, we got Bite of the Night. And do we have another Latrell Sprewell situation? Oh, boy, I hope not. But we've got an athlete. They're falling on hard times. Who is it? We'll tell you next. The Lake Show, Chris Tubbs in for Henry Lake here on CCO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh. Time for Bite of the Night, where we play the most interesting and intriguing soundbite of the day. And then hear Henry and Chris react to it. Bite of the Night on The Late Show.
Well, Henry and Chris are not going to react to tonight's Bite of the Night, but no. Chris and Josh certainly will. And by the way, in about 10 minutes, Michael Randball from the Minnesota Star Tribune will talk about the hot mess express that is your Minnesota Vikings, the Timberwolves playing with their food last night, and a little bit of Twins talk. And then just after the top of the hour, 8:05 Central Time, Minnesota Vikings legend, Ring of Honor inductee, and should be Pro Football Hall of Famer, Chuck Foreman, is going to join me here on the program. So stick around for the Spin Doctor. He'll be in right after the top of the hour. But started off the show saying there are two things that people don't have enough of, and that's time and money. Well, apparently, Odell Beckham Jr., he ain't got no more money. He went on the Ryan Clark podcast. And I apologize, I don't know the name. He just said, you know, $100 million contract? Well, it doesn't last as long as it used to.
If I didn't have a dollar in my account right here today as we speak, I'm going to be straight for the rest of my life. No question, right? I don't think everybody is in that. And when you've sacrificed your whole life to get here, and you're like, yeah, I played 10 years in the league. And I always explain this to people. I'm like, bro, you give somebody a five-year, $100 million contract, right? What is it really? It's 5 years for 60. You're getting taxed. Do the math. That's 12 a year, you know, that you have to spend, use.
Save.
Invest. Flaunt, like, whatever, however. It, just being real. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to give my mom a house. I'm going to do. Everything costs money. So if you're spending $4 million a year, that's really $40 million over 5 years, eight a year, you know? And now you start breaking down the numbers, it's like, that's a five-year span of where you're getting $8 million. Can you make that last forever? And you always hear the people who ain't us and ain't been in the position, like, oh, well, that would last a lifetime.
You're damn right that it'd last a lifetime. I mean, so let me do the math. Okay. I'm a North Dakota State guy. So math isn't my thing, okay? $40 million over 5 years, $8 million a year. $8 million a year. Can you make that last forever? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I could. I understand where he's trying to come from, but if you're going to sit here and you're going to go on a podcast and complain about how you can't make $8 million per year last, dude, that is a wild, wild move. I mean, that is some big-time testicular fortitude to say, man, $8 million a year, it just doesn't last as long as it used to. We make a lot less than that. We pay our taxes. Most of us pay our taxes. And we net less than $8 million a year. I just feel like it's, I don't know what, maybe this was just a temporary lapse in judgment here, Josh. But to go on, I appreciate the frankness. I really do. But if you're sitting here, well, yeah, to spend, use, save, invest, we're all trying to do that.
Yeah.
We're all trying to spend and use and save and invest. We ain't flaunting. I'm going to buy a car. We have to buy cars. I'm going to give my mom a house. I can't even buy myself a house. Yeah. Okay? Everything costs money. Yes, we know. I'm just like, man, it's not Latrell Sprewell. I got to feed my family, but I kind of get those same vibes.
It's similar. Man, I really hope Odell, with the contract that he gets, by the way, he's leaving out NIL. He's leaving out, I guess NIL. Still making money off of that, I'm sure. Maybe not as much as 10 years ago. But when you are an NFL star, especially at the level that Odell was,
mm-hmm.
you are making endorsement deals. So you are making money on top of that NFL contract that you got. We talk about this a lot with Shohei. Shohei kicked out a lot of his money in baseball down the line because he doesn't need it. He's making more, or not more, but he's making enough money to live off of with just his sponsorships.
Rob Gronkowski did the same thing. You know, see, Gronk has got, and I have this conversation with my wife multiple times. Rob Gronkowski has this reputation of being this meathead that doesn't know anything. Dude is sharp as a tack.
Oh, yeah.
He's living off of his endorsement money. He didn't cash his, guess what? He had his money from when he was playing for the Patriots. He didn't have to use that. He was living off the endorsements of being Gronk, and it worked. And I mean, I really hope that the Beckhams, fingers crossed that it isn't too sparse at their Christmas time this year.
That math is not math to me. So
the math isn't mathing is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money. Could I find a way to make a 5-year, $100 million contract with tax deductions? Yeah. I could. I'm pretty sure I could make that work. Could Michael Rand make it work? I think Rand Ball could make 60, 40 million. How much could Michael Rand make work? We'll ask him from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He joins me next. We talk some Wolves, Twins, and our ever so Hot Mess Express Minnesota Vikings. That and a whole lot more with Michael Rand. As Chris Tubbs in for Henry Lake here in Newstalk 830 WCCO. Yes, we all have to make...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sacrifices. Some people, they sacrifice their time. Some people, like Odell Beckham, they have to sacrifice some money because they cannot make 5 years, $100 million work. even after taxes, that's $60 million, so $40 million in 5 years, $8 million a year. I can make that work. Josh can make that work. Let's head to the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline and check in with Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune. Randball, if you had $8 million a year over 5 years, could you make $40 million work?
I think I could do it. It would be tight, but I think I could do it. It would be tight, but I could do it.
I appreciate your honesty and and your frankness, because I think we need to say a few prayers for OBJ, because he's struggling right now. He's on the struggle bus.
In these tough times, we must remember them.
We must. Well, speaking of the struggle bus, where do we start with the Vikings? I mean, I don't even know. It's like we put everything in a hat and we just pull something out. Is it the quarterback? Is it the head coach? The general manager? I'm starting to think it's
all of it.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's just kind of a combination. It's a potpourri of blame to go around.
I don't think they know, because at this point we're back to basics. Well, the thing today was like, hey, J.J. McCarthy, like, hey, stop worrying about all the footwork. Stop worrying about all the stuff we've been telling you. Just make some good throws. Just make the right reads on Sunday. We're back to that. So that's, you know, I guess it's a good message. Like, let's let the quarterback just go play. But maybe they've figured out that they're overwhelming him a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it's not good. It's, you know, the head coach who had this great reputation with, you know, getting the most out of quarterbacks, this is his first chance to really develop a guy, and it's going really poorly. And the GM who drafted the quarterback and has drafted all these other kind of non-competitive picks, this isn't going well. I have a feeling Kwesi takes the fall before O'Connell does. And then I don't know what McCarthy, these five games are awfully important. I mean, I don't know what he can do in these five games to make you say, well, yeah, he's definitely the starter in 2026, but he's got to be competitive in these games to even make you think, hey, this is a competition next year.
Yeah, even if they're simplifying it, like, okay, you want to simplify it, make it easier for five games, but a year and a half to learn the playbook, and now you're saying that you have to dumb it down at this point. I would rather just see him go out there and struggle and continue to deal with the things that he's been dealing with, having a full playbook, because I don't want to feel like we have to go back to elementary school and relearn everything.
Yeah, and I don't know that they're like completely dumbing that part of it down, because I don't think that's so much the problem with him. I think he's pretty good at the pre-snap stuff, just like Brosmer was. It's just he gets antsy and he starts thinking about all the things he's supposed to do. And when you got 2.5 seconds, you can't really be thinking all that much. You've just got to be, you know, make your read and let it rip. And I don't think he's been doing that nearly enough. He's indecisive. So I think they're just trying to say, hey, look, you know, all of these things we're trying to teach you are important, but none of them are more important than throwing the ball and playing quarterback. And so I you know, maybe this will help his neurological pathways. I don't know where we're at with that, but you know, anything's got to be better than what we've seen so far in these last few games, at least.
Yeah, the bar, unfortunately, is very, very low. You mentioned Kwesi. Is he the guy to fix this? I mean, I know that the confidence in Kwesi right now, I think especially after the Adam Thielen release, where you give up draft collateral to get him, you use him minimally, and then you release him. And I'm more, not necessarily upset about the use of Adam Thielen, but I'm like, why did you give up this draft capital to get him? And then just, I feel like you just kind of gave it away and didn't really get anything out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a weird situation. Like, everybody was like, this is a decent move. Like, they kind of need some receiver depth. You know, a guy who was pretty productive in Carolina these last couple years when he was there. So you're like, okay, maybe this makes a certain amount of sense. But, yeah, they didn't use them a ton. They gave up, I mean, they gave up a fourth, but they're getting back a fifth. Like, I think it's like the equivalent of like a sixth round pick. But still, like, it's draft picks. It's draft capital you no longer have. He had 8 catches. He had 3 drops. I mean, it just didn't work. So, and it's you know, I wrote this earlier this week, and my colleague Ben Gessling wrote this too. It's like, it's not so much that Thielen didn't work out. It's just a symptom of all of the things they've tried to do and patching holes and, you know, the draft misses coming back to continue to kind of haunt you now, or like you didn't have ready-made wide receiver depth. I mean, you had decent depth. That's part of the reason Thielen's not playing, wasn't playing as much, but you don't have corner depth. You had to go into the, you know, go get free agents in offensive line, defensive line, like all these places that you'd like to have 24-year-olds, you've got 30-year-olds.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that I see, and we're talking with Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You brought up a pretty traumatic time in my life, and that was the 2010 season. You know, coming off the championship game appearance in 2009, we all know about that. And then 2010, it just fell apart. And the similarities between those two seasons, and that cost people their jobs. This offseason, are there going to be can you see a case for making a move with a guy like Kwesi Adofo-Mensah saying, hey, maybe this just isn't a good fit and we need to go in another direction?
I think it's possible. What's interesting is like the GMs are kind of on a different cycle than the coaches. So, you know, a lot of their work is, you know, February, March, April leading up to the draft. So you could see something happening after the season is over. It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't surprise me if he has another year. If they say, okay, kind of last chance that you hit on this big draft class a couple of years ago. The quarterback wasn't really your hand-picked guy. This was more of an O'Connell decision, so give you a free pass on that. But, you know, if they're mad enough, let's say this doesn't get better. Let's say they finish 5-12. Let's say they win one of these next three games against, you know, the East, and they're going to have some winnable games, Washington, the Giants, even Dallas. But those last two against, you know, what figures to be probably a desperate Detroit team and then Green Bay, like, you know, you could finish 5-12, 6-11 very easily. That's not where anybody expected them to be. They thought internally they were good enough to compete. So someone you figure is going to take the fall, and it's not going to be O'Connell. It's not going to be O'Connell. It could certainly, though, be the general manager.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to switch to the Wolves. And last night, I frame it as they played with their food last night, because that would have been a bad loss, like really bad. Oh, you're going in and you're taking
worse.
New Orleans has won three games. They're without Zion Williamson. And you figure you got to go to the smoothie.com king/whatever arena it is now. You got to go there twice in the next week. And you had to go to overtime to beat the Pelicans?
Yeah, and you needed a lot down the stretch just to get to overtime. You needed a couple of possessions to score. You needed some stops. You needed them to miss some free throws. You needed Ant making the first tie-breaking or tying shot in the final 10 seconds of regulation or overtime.
Wild.
His entire career,
wild.
Which is a wild stat, which I knew going in, but, you know, he makes a layup, goes to the rim. That's a good move. So, they, you know, long story short, they do get it done. So, you know, a win is a win, but this just doesn't feel like a serious team right now. It still feels like a team that's, you know, Chris Finch called out. He says we're playing like we're bored.
Yeah.
And, you know, that happens, I guess. You know, it's an 82-game season. You've been to the conference finals the last 2 years. Like, it's probably hard to get up for a Tuesday game in New Orleans and a Thursday game in New Orleans, but you know, you can make it a lot easier on yourself by taking it seriously for three quarters instead of just pouring it on in the fourth.
Yeah. You mentioned in your column today, and again, I mean, you've had a couple of really, really good ones this week. The Wolves, you know, shaking things up or playing things out. I'm a big believer right now, and especially the way that Oklahoma City is.
Yeah.
I mean, they may go 81-1 at this point. Like,
so good.
I don't think anybody, nobody's touching Oklahoma City. I don't think anytime soon, because their window's just opened.
Yeah.
This, you know, make a move for a big, you know, swing a big deal, you know, get rid of a Julius Randle for like a Ja Morant. I'm not a big fan of Ja. I think there's just too much of a risk there. But do you see this team needing to make that? Or if you were the one in charge of it, what do you do? Do you run it back or do you make a move?
I mean, it's a good guy. That's kind of what I wrote about. It's like it's hard to say just because there's so many variables. And Oklahoma City absolutely has to be part of this calculus. So I think if you talk yourself into doing something, I think it's got to be something that's not short term, right? Like, you're not loading up to try to win this year and this year only. You're not going to go out and get a 34-year-old. You don't, like, James Harden, like, no. Like, you don't need, like, someone who's...
I don't think our strip clubs could handle James Harden, though.
So you don't, but you don't need, like, you know, you don't need, unless you're like, you know, plotting out future salary slots, things like that. Like you're really, if you're trying to kind of expand your window and kind of find some, you know, get a little bit younger while also adding to, you know, some areas of need, it's going to be hard to do it without taking on somebody else's baggage. So they just don't have a lot to, you know, Julius Randle is definitely a good trade chip, but they've got no draft capital. They've got some young players they could maybe entice people with, but you know, what kind of trade partner or trade chip is Rob Dillingham at this point? Like, he hasn't showed you anything yet. So, like, who are they going to trade that's going to get you someone that's going to make it exciting here? I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, if, you know, Jade McDaniels is a non-starter and Anthony Edwards is a non-starter. Yeah, like, those are the two guys, and you know, you said Naz Reid lines up in that. I just don't know, kind of without having, because you kind of put everything in your, all the eggs in the Rudy Gobert basket. Yeah, I just don't see it. I just don't see it either, Michael.
But then, like, playing it out is kind of boring, right? Like, what's your ceiling if you play it out, even beyond this season? So I feel like they would like to make a move at some point, because there is a bit of a redundancy, even though they're not completely similar players, between having Naz on the bench and then Randle. Like, there's enough minutes there where if you can get somebody else in there playing some more, you've got an opportunity to, you know, to maybe add some depth to the backcourt, point guard, whatever it is. But I don't know what the move is, and I don't know if they know what it is either. Is it just a move to make a move? Then I'm not in it.
Isn't this just a great time to be covering Minnesota sports when we've got all these questions with all of these franchises? What are the Wolves doing?
Twins, I know. What are the Twins going to do? You know, are they going to trade Buxton? Are they going to trade everybody? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's how I started out the show, and I'm like, okay, Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, Byron Buxton, are we really going down this path? Are we really even seriously considering this? And you're going to alienate an already, you know, apathetic fan base. Like, I just feel like that would be the worst thing, even if it made baseball sense. I just feel like that would be the worst message to send to the fans.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't, you know, some of it comes down to finances, and when are we going to learn about these, you know, mythical limited partners? We were told, hey, it'll be a few weeks in August. It's a lot colder out than it was when we first learned about these guys. I think on your weather update, it's what, 9 degrees, sub-zero coming. This is the time where we should be hearing about the plan, not hearing about the concept of the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't even know that they've got a concept of a plan, but I love the little drop, Michael Rand. I really love it. Hey, Randball, appreciate you, man. Thanks for jumping on with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Take care.
All right. There is Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune. So good. Got a couple of great columns. Check him out at the Star Tribune. Coming up next, I think we got headlines, don't we, Josh? I'm not used to being in this chair. So Josh Wheeler's got headlines. That's next year in CCO. And without any further ado, J-Dub, what's up with headlines, bro?
Oh, there's a bunch. We'll go to Stamford, Connecticut for this one.
Home of the WWE.
Yes. Turns out explosives were and a decomposed body were found in the home of a barricaded suspect in Stamford, Connecticut. Multiple explosives and a second body, which appeared to be concealed and decomposed, were found in the home. The person died supposedly from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police held a news conference on Wednesday and released details on the incident. It was following an exchange of gunfire. And my question to you is, Tubbs, do you or have you come across any decomposed anything in your home?
No. No. One time I left hamburger in the oven that wasn't on. I think I left it in for like a week because I forgot it was there and it started to stink.
Yeah.
But yeah, outside of that, no, never decomposed anything, which, man, that's scary, man. Like, you get into those shootouts and you barricade yourself in and nobody, oh man, that's sad.
I really want to know more about, because this is kind of off the cuff, me pulling up the story, but I want to know more about this because, yeah, it basically sounds like it was just a standoff, but there was just happened to be a second body that was also, unfortunately, rest in peace to the person that had to take their own life too. But like, second body found with that is just, it's, I'd be startled if that was something.
I wonder if they're connected.
Could be.
I mean, I would have to imagine that they were connected.
Yeah.
As part of that, man, that's a sad story.
Do you like a little metal with your cheese?
Not particularly. I like heavy metal, but I don't like. Are we talking like some Iron Velveeta here? Or?
Something like that. There's a recall for more than 260,000 cases of shredded cheese sold in 31 states and Puerto Rico because of the potential for metal fragment contamination, according to the U.S. FDA. FDA said that the various shredded cheeses were recalled by Great Lakes Cheese Company. The cheese products are sold under private store brand labels at several retailers, including Target, Walmart, and Aldi. The recall includes various cheeses such as mozzarella, Italian style, pizza style, mozzarella and provolone, and mozzarella and parmesan.
Well, crap. I use all of that. So I'm probably extremely... That's why I can probably say that's the reason that I look the way that I look, because I've eaten all of that metal cheese. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe you could put me in an MRI machine and, you know, I'd bug. But no, that's a little disturbing.
A little bit.
And they said it was under the store names?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So how do you know if you got some of this?
You just don't.
You don't. That's really good to know.
I guess take a bite.
Take a bite, and if you, I suppose it's not like biting into something, and then you get like a shell of an egg and like a cake or something. You're like, oh no.
Are you an SNL guy?
I used to be. Yeah, okay. I used to be.
So, I laughed when I saw this story today. It's been announced that the GOP has another candidate in the running.
Okay.
Minnesota's own Mike Lindell of MyPillow.
Yes.
I also played by Beck Bennett of SNL. It's a very funny bit. If you haven't seen it, go look it up on YouTube. But what are your thoughts on Mike Lindell joining the fray on what's been a big week for the GOP?
Yeah, it's not going to get you the results that you want.
Yeah. I don't think it's a strong candidate compared to Damuth.
No, I think that Tim Walz is vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think that...
Get him on the ropes.
Here's a chance for the GOP and the Republicans to win the governorship. You just got to put a serious candidate out there.
Yeah.
Okay? Put out a serious candidate that's not so wackadoo, and you have a shot. You have a legit shot. You know who else has got a shot? Chuck Foreman. He joins us next.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.